grew up in down in Mandurah and went to school down there. Got out of there as soon as I could, like everyone else. And then basically, yeah, just been kind of working since. I guess I'm a chippy by trade, and then went back to school and did business and masters in business, and kind of made some good mistakes and some not so good mistakes.
And we all do.
And as you do, and off the back of that, I actually done quite well for myself and retired for a little bit, got really bored, and then decided that I wanted to do something that kind of gave back a little bit, and that's where the concept of Footprints came from. So,
retired? What do you mean retired? You, how old are you, there, brother?
36.
And you did pretty well pretty early, eh?
Yeah, I don't like. I don't need to be working.
Yeah, yeah.
I choose to. It's a big difference.
So you have got money.
Yeah, yeah.
All of us have got free tickets.
Go hard early, haven't I?
Yeah. No, he's a good guy to work for. Really good boss.
All right. So you're a founder of Footprint, or?
Yeah. So I'm the owner, sole director, managing director. So, yeah, I run the whole ship over there. Got that, and a few other companies as well. Case Mob, and setting up a few other companies as we go, all around trying to create I guess employment opportunities for our mob and for a few other mobs around the place that are guests here. But yeah, that's what we do.
What are some of the what keeps you going? What motivates you to keep doing something like Footprint?
It's a real interesting one. I wish I got a list of questions first. I could have prepared.
We asked you that, eh?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, look, I think there's a lot of people kind of doing the same thing, and a lot of people helping, you know, helping mob and helping others, which is great. But the pressure that I don't have that they have is that financial side of things. So we're able to really help out in different areas. We don't really have a start stop point. So we have some people that, you know, come through and need crisis accommodation or lawyers or whatever it is, and we can kind of take care of that sort of stuff too. It's not just employment and it's not just training. It's really, you know, really family, isn't it?
Yep.
So we get around each other, or we get around our students, and we do what it takes. If that's a Sunday going through the mathematical side of rigging or whatever it might be, then we go through that too, you know? So,
well, like you said, you made some mistakes early in your life, and I think with what you do, you probably can relate a bit better to some of the clients that you have. Wouldn't you agree, Mr. Parfitt?
Like
you
were talking about this. Yeah, a lot of my lived experiences, you know, there's been prison, there's been, you know, a lot of wrong side of the law,
yep.
Social problems. I found I couldn't be around people a lot. There was a lot of addictions, alcohol and stuff like that. So when I came on board at Footprints, like, I related a lot to a lot of my client, my mentees. I'm senior Indigenous mentor now, and when I first got in, what I could relate and how I saw things was trying to break that stigma of how we're viewed in the society out there. You know, we're all lazy, we're all drunks, we're all thieves. We're nothing but good for prison. But you know, like, that's just so untrue. And I, you know, like, every guy I come across, girl or guy, I just want to raise their station in life and let them know that, you know, there is good things out there for us, and you strive for it, you'll make that change. No, and just changing that one person, you know, it changes the 10 people they hang around with. It changes the homes they come from.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, the younger ones can view those
effect,
yes, yeah. Positive role models, butterfly effect. And Darren gives us that avenue to go out there and make those changes, and I'm blessed.
No, it's awesome. You can hear the passion in both of you. Yeah. Like, so how did you two end up meeting each other? Because you said, like
you worked for Tazerino.
we'll go on Rick one day. No.
I think he came on board when he asked me. He said, "Well, what prisons you been to, you know?" And I didn't answer him. And he goes, "Oh, it's like that, is it, brother? Like, what prison heaven you been to?" And I was like, "Yeah." So, and he just said, "No, don't worry about a police clearance. Don't worry about none of that. I want you on board, you know, because that lived experience is something we've all got to offer out there, you know. Sometimes we might stuff up along our paths, but." To get back on track, you know, like, they're the choices we made back then, but the choices we make now is what changes things.
Well, look, not too long ago, people get, like, boys getting out, girls getting out of prison. There wasn't much on offer for them, eh?
No, no. That's why I wish Dwayne all the luck for his interview today, you know, because not bagging out care or... But there are a lot of things out... agencies out there that, well, I didn't find helpful back in the day. Maybe I was too stubborn, too angry. But, I mean, I get stubborn and angry clients every day, and you just got to keep finding. You just got to, yeah, you just got to keep trying to look for that break.
I think that's super important. The value you place on yourself, especially when you come out from being inside or you know, dropping the ball, whatever scenario may be, is, you know, next to nothing. So, you know, they won't give me a chance. Is oftentimes, like, you won't give your fucking self a chance.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You got to back
yourself.
You know?
Yeah.
And when Brian, we met through one of the courses we're doing, actually one of the first two. And I think you were meant to be going on traffic management or something.
Yeah, they wanted to fly me out again.
And, you know, we got chatting and that, and he's like, oh, I've got, you know, got certificate this and diploma that and yada, 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 but no one gave me a chance. So yeah. It's like, well, you know, your experience is valuable. It brings context. It can bring leadership to our mob and those who need it the most that are in the same situations you've been in. So let's do something in that space and let's build the whole kind of mentoring unit and arm around your experience. Yeah. And if you stick by us and you know, go through this and go through that, then we'll make it kind of all happen. So it's been a interesting one because, you know, the whole police clearance stuff, like, I couldn't give a shit for, but what we're looking at is, you know, something really unique and kind of genuine in the sense that Brian's been doing right by us and looking after us, and he's still working now because people are ringing him, but he was working until 10 o'clock on Friday night getting someone into crisis accommodation.
Yep,
I know he was in on Sunday getting someone into church because they wanted to get a bit of clarity.
That's why he wasn't at the show,
yeah, baby. Yeah, yeah. Cleansing, spiritual cleansing.
Yeah, but giving him that chance and you know, working together in that space, you know, all while Chase, you know, having his own life battles too. You know, everyone's got issues, everyone's got, you know, cash flow problems, everyone's got family problems, and, you know, we work through it. As long as we communicate and communicate effectively, it works out really well.
I think it's important that you sort of stay in touch with them too. Because I was looking on your site and it said, like, he's continually...
Yeah, but we just don't get them work and leave them posted, you know? Like, yeah. I like to get in there and work with them. I think it's about 6 months until they grow wings, you know, and feel comfortable and stable enough to say, thanks for all your support, I can do this now, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think that's one of the biggest steps is once they're in work, you know, like, I remember back when I was... starting into the workforce, I like I said, I was angry, and it's hard to be social with people after so long being used to one set of group.
And I
mean, on the wrong side of the tracks. So, like, when you're trying to get yourself into the workforce, it's really hard to gel with people that are positive, you know, because you've been negative for so long.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the hardest things to do. But I'm there every step of the way.
Sticking a word of me, because
I'm
one of the many who struggle to get out of bed, and if they know they're going to get a phone call.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll, you know, for that first 6 months that you're with them, I'm sure they'll get in a good routine.
Yeah, and we work with this thing like Escher House, like, so you got these five steps. It's like pre-contemplation, contemplation, action, then you review the action, and then I think there's a relapse at the end, but you start all over again, you know. But like someone said, you know, if you didn't make mistakes, you wouldn't be learning, you know. So we've got to stop kicking ourselves every time we make mistakes. I think that was one of the biggest mistakes I made, was I always put myself down every time I made a mistake or I thought I did something wrong, you know. But it's just a learning curve.
Like when you're playing footy, you don't want to make two mistakes in a row. Get up.
Well, you get benched. But it's been awesome. I'm enjoying the ride, and many more years to come. I'll still be there, you know. Get to work. Come on, get work.
That's solid, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More black fellas in work, the more, you know, more opportunities open up for us.
I suppose it's the early days when you start that breaking that cycle.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about, Neil, is breaking those cycles, you know.
And then it's your job, or you just do it because you care or you want that person to change?
In what sense? To break the cycle?
To break the cycle, yeah.
People are going to change who want to change.
Yeah.
If you always want to be that way or another way, you're always going to be that way.
Yeah.
But when you want to change, the door's open.
Yeah.
And it's going to stay open until you choose to turn your back on it. And that's one of the things that we do, you know, is in that 6 months and extra, is keep it open.
Yeah.
I like the name Footprint, so how did you come up with that?
I couldn't tell you. I really have no idea. It was just kind of thinking about, I guess, what we're doing and what we want to do, and I guess providing that, you know, that map or that kind of guidance or whatever it might be, just, you know, a path. So we just played with names in and around, you know, creating a path and making an impact, and Footprints is something that kind of popped up.
Let me tell you why Uncle Neil likes that name, because this bloke never wears shoes. His footprint been following all his life.
I got shoes on.
I like it because it is, and it's almost like handprint. You know, I tell this to a lot of people, and some of the kids I've worked with. I said a lot of Wedgillers, when they do stuff, or European people, when they talk about, they talk about leaving your thumbprint behind.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay. I said that's cool. I said, but you know what us black fellas do? I said, we do a whole thing, and we, you know, do the mist and whatever on it. When I said, we leave our hand behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so think about how much you're leaving behind. You're just leaving that little thumbprint. I said, we're leaving a full hand.
The whole thing there.
And you're right, Fabian. Say nothing wrong too with leaving your footprint as well.